Ladies and gentlemen, on this Thursday, the 28th day of March, 2013, the day before Good Friday, I give you the President of the United States of America.
Someone asked me whether I was aware of all the people out there who were praying for the president. And I had to say, yes, I am. I felt it. I believe in intercessionary prayer. But I couldn't help but say to that questioner after, sometimes when he was praying, he got a busy signal. It was just me in there ahead of him. I think I understand how Abraham Lincoln felt when he said, I have been driven many times to my knees by the overwhelming conviction that I had nowhere else to go. Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the Founding Fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny. I've said that we must be cautious in claiming God is on our side. I think the real question we must answer is, are we on His side? No matter where we live, we have a promise that can make all the difference. A promise from Jesus to soothe our sorrows, heal our hearts, and drive away our fears. He promised there will never be a dark night that does not end. Our weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. He promised if our hearts are true, His love will be as sure as sunlight. And by dying for us, Jesus showed how far our love should be ready to go. All the way. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. We all pray so. Americans yearn to explore life's deepest truths. And to say their entertainment, now, their idea of entertainment is sex and violence and crime, is an insult to their goodness and intelligence. We are people who believe love can triumph over hate, creativity over destruction, and hope over despair. And that's why so many millions hunger for God's good news. I've always believed that each of us put here for a reason, that there is a plan. Somehow a divine plan for all of us. I know now that whatever days are left to me belong to Him. I also believe this blessed land was set apart in a very special way. Our forebears came not for gold, but mainly in search of God and the freedom to worship in their own way. We've been a free people living under the law with faith in our Maker and in our future. I've said before that the most sublime picture in American history is of George Washington on his knees in the snow at Valley Forge. That image personifies a people who know that it's not enough to depend on our own courage and goodness. We must also seek help from God, our Father and Preserver. We'll never find every answer, solve every problem, or heal every wound, but we can do a lot. If we walk together down that one path that we know provides real hope. The morality and values such faith implies are deeply embedded in our national character. Our country embraces those principles by design, and we abandon them at our peril. My experience in this office I hold has only deepened a belief I've held for many years. Within the covers of that single book, the answers to all the problems that face us today if we'd only read and believe.
The CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast is now on Stitcher. Listen to us on your iPhone, Android phones, BlackBerry, and WebOS phones. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. Find it in your app store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio.
Are you ready, Steve?
Uh-huh.
Andy?
Yeah!
Bert? Well, all right, fellas. Well, let's go!
You're listening to CFRN, the Christian Financial Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at www.audibletrial.com/CFRN. Over 85,000 titles. Choose from mystery, romance, religion, science, technology, business, New York Times bestsellers, even children's books. You name it, Audible has it. With 85,000 titles to choose from, you're sure to find the perfect audiobook for yourself or to give as a gift, and it's absolutely free. Just point your browser to audibletrial.com/CFRN. That's audibletrial.com/CFRN. And become a part of the audiobook revolution by downloading your free audiobook today. audibletrial.com/CFRN.
Hey, trader, want to get rich quick? Well, good luck with that. If, on the other hand, you actually want to learn how to trade, the place to be is www.cfrn.net. Tune in Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. Eastern for our daily devotional, and then spend the next 3 hours learning how it's done from professional traders who actually trade for a living. That's www.cfrn.net. Every trading day from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern. CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living.
Good afternoon, traders, and welcome back to the CFRN E-Mini Futures Cast. This is the daily broadcast of indeterminate length where we discuss all things E-Mini along with some really big ideas on the finer points of trading gold, bonds, crude, sugar, the euro, and even T-bills. Joining us today from our studios in Boston, Mr. Michael Bork. From our trading desk in Chicago, Mr. Burton Schlichter. And from our studios in Las Vegas, Nevada, Mr. David Williams. Now, to get things started, let's go to our host and founder in Studio A, overlooking South Mountain, America's largest city park. Here's Dwayne.
Good afternoon. Welcome back. Today is Thursday, 28th day of March 2013. This is the Thursday before Good Friday. The Dow's up 48 points. The S&P up 4.5. Comp up 4.5. Gold down $9.80. Crude up 26 cents a barrel. And yes, it's finally happened. Well, it hasn't totally happened, but you know what I'm talking about. The S&P 500 did manage to trade above the all-time closing high. It hasn't closed there yet. Today could be the day. I said yesterday that today might be the day, and all that was just a guess, a speculation, if you would. I hope you enjoyed that little tribute as we led into the show today, honoring the greatest man of all time, Jesus Christ, by the second greatest man, possibly of all time, Mr. Ronald Reagan. President of the United States of America. You know how they always give you that one of those senility tests is like they'll go, who's the president? You know what? I've already made up my mind for the rest of my life. I'm just going to say Ronald Reagan. You know, 50 years from now, if they ask me, who's the president of the United States? It's Ronald Reagan. In my mind and in my heart, he will always be. I don't want to shortchange George Bush. He did a great job. Okay? But the other guys, you know, I'm just not that into them. Sorry, I'm not. And I know that some think they're very charismatic and that they did a really great job, but you know what? They undermined who we are as a nation, our beliefs, everything that our forefathers stood for. You know, and that's just my opinion. And that's really what makes America such a great nation, is that we can all have our own opinion. We can speak our opinion peacefully and then go about our business. So there you go. Anyway, I put the link. Some people had asked, hey, can I get a link to that video? I put it in the chat box. It's there for you. I hope you enjoyed it. And share it with your friends and your family. Tomorrow, we won't be on the air. The markets will be closed. We'll be closed. But we'll be thinking about the significance of what tomorrow represents. And, you know, we'll probably talk a little bit more about that towards the end of the show today. Okay, I've already covered the numbers. We're going to take a look at the chart. Before I show you the chart, let me show you this. Oh, and my thanks to John G. He's a partner, a well-known, highly respected Christian author. And I don't normally do the Facebook thing, but I just happened on my iPad, I happened to go past that link you had posted today, and that's how I got that video today. I didn't go out and search for it. It found me. I was just leafing through my Flipboard on my iPad, and there it was. And so, John G., you know who you are, and obviously because you posted that. Thank you very much, brother, for sharing that. I'll be passing that around today to everyone I know. I've already passed it around the world just now, but I'll be passing it on some more via emails and probably a link out on the blog. And so thank you very much. Appreciate that. And while I was passing through the Facebook, this jumped out at me. People who think you should be able to own guns. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison, Abraham Lincoln, Mahatma Gandhi, and Martin Luther King. People who think you shouldn't be able to own guns. King George III, Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao, Kim Jong, and Barack Obama. Any questions? Now, this is historical fact. This isn't some conspiracy theory. Okay. All right. Real quick, let's look at the numbers up here. This is the hourly chart, S&P 500. If you can't see my charts, go to the homepage of CFRN.net on the right-hand side, red, white, and blue button. Click that. Follow the instructions. You'll be able to see the charts. Now, the link that you guys used to get in here today to see the charts, it's going to expire today. When you come to the radio show next Monday, you're going to have to go to the sign-up page. You're going to have to register again, but you'll be good for the entire month of April. Register once, and you're good for the entire month. You get an email each day that says, hey, radio show starts at noon. When you're ready, click here. And that's all you have to do is just click here. So remember, in fact, what I'll try to do is I'll try to get the new link up tonight. That way, sometime over the weekend, you can go in, take care of the registration process, and then Monday, you don't even have to think about it. The email will simply come, and you click, and here you are. All right? Okay. So the hourly chart, I'm going to move quick because I want to get to Michael, and we got some news to share and the whatnots and the wherefores. So let me data. I'm going to need a little more data here, it looks like. Give me some data. All right, there we go. All right, here's Sunday. We hit the weekly trading zone, sold off. We had a tweet to be short below 1547 that we actually put out last Friday. It got triggered on Monday, gave us 7 points down to the zone at 1540.41. For those who don't know, the weekly trading zones go out to the partners every Monday morning at 6:15 a.m. Eastern before the markets open. And once the weekly trading zones are out, that's it. They're cast in stone. They do not change for the entire week. We trade based off those known areas of fixed support and resistance for the entire week. Okay. Now somebody commented yesterday that, you know, well, I'd sure hate to become a partner and find out those weekly trading zones was just support and resistance. And I understand the comment, but I couldn't let it go unaddressed. And I mean no harm, no ill will, not, you know, that's what it is. I mean, as you can see, that's support. As you can see, that's resistance. That's the most powerful thing in the market. Nothing trumps resistance or support when you're trying to put on a trade. So, but I digress. All right, price, we've already talked about it. It bounced four times, 6 points in each direction, zone to zone to zone to zone to zone, 24 points round trip. Consolidates for a number of hours on top of the zone, backs in, and then takes off like a rocket, whoosh, up to the next zone, where it finds what? Resistance. That's what we expect. We had a tweet in there to be long above 1552. First push, good for 4.25, pulls back because important prices and areas are almost always tested. Second push, good for 6 points. And at the same time this tweet's going on, you've got a zone-to-zone move of 10 points. Consolidate for about 12, 13 hours up here in this one-point range, this weekly trading zone. Remember, this number, this zone went out to the partners before the market opened on Monday. This is Tuesday, okay? All right. From the zone, we have a tweet coming out of the zone to be short below 56. We come down to the zone. Notice we don't close below the zone. We close back above the zone. But the tweet is good for 8 points. The zone-to-zone move, of course, good for 10 points. 10 up, 10 back down. A tweet on the way up, tweet on the way back down. All right, now we get a move back up, zone-to-zone, another 10 points. Didn't put a tweet out on that one. And then, coming out of the zone here, I did tweet last night or yesterday afternoon, consider being short below 1554.75, and I was monitoring this very closely. I kept sending out tweets, hey, you've got 2 points in the trade, trade accordingly. Hey, you've got 3.5 points in the trade, trade accordingly. Hey, you got 5 points in the trade, trade accordingly. And the very thing that I started to be concerned with when I saw this green candle right here, okay, it's kind of hard for you to see. Let me move this out of the way for a minute. Now you can see it. See that? See how this market's coming down, red hourly candles, and then look at that. See how the body's inside the body of that candle? And it's green after all the red. That's what a market looks like when it's attempting to reverse. And reverse it did. Okay, let me put that back in place. All right, so we had a tweet coming down, good for 5 points. Didn't get all the way to the zone this time. That'd be the first time this week that we didn't travel zone to zone. There's nothing that says we always have to go zone to zone. We just expect that once we find support, we're then going to find resistance. Except on those occasions where support fails us, and then we go down to the next zone. Okay, that's just how that works day after day. It's been working that way for years. We've been publishing the zones for years. Partners have been taking advantage of those zones, using those zones to trade, use for target stops, all kinds of stuff. If you want to take advantage of the power of the weekly trading zones, it's very simple. Become a CFRN partner. Before you become a partner, though, take a free trial. All right? Take a free trial. Spend 5 days in the live trading room. Download the platform. Install the indicators. Trade the slingshot for 5 days. And you know what? At the end of 5 days, if you decide it's not for you, leave the indicators on the counter. We'll see you back on the radio show. If you decide it is exactly what you need, then we'll invite you to become a partner. If you're polite, unlike the unpolite gentleman this morning who was unpolite, I'll just leave it at that. And in his haste to be ugly, he dropped such a blessing on us, I can't even begin to tell you, nor will I. So I'll just leave it at that. Life's just so funny sometimes, if you let it be. And other times we know it can be a bit of a struggle. So, all right, Michael, are you with me?
I am indeed.
There you are. You've been kind of quiet back there. All right, guys, now, what's happened so far today? Once we made that turn last night, market ran and it hit the weekly zone at 58.59. Okay, we expect that to be what? Resistance. Why? Well, because it was before, and it's a weekly trading zone. So, two good reasons. From the high at 59, we sold off down to a low of 54.50, so that would be good for about 4.5 points, give or take. A day's, let's just call it there's a day's pay in there, depending upon how you traded it. And if I broke it down into smaller time frames, there might even be a couple of opportunities in there, but I'm not going to do that right now for lack of time. So now that we had resistance, sold off, broke through, and now we're pulling back this resistance, right? Resistance should now become support. Okay? So that's what we'll watch for. We'll watch to see if 58.59 does in fact hold as support. If it does, we will then look to belong the market up past the historic all-time highs up to our next weekly trading zone, which is sitting there just waiting. All right. Some of you are here today because you got an email last night that said, hey, you didn't win the iPad. And it's true, you didn't. However, Michael, have you checked the tracking number on the current iPad winner?
I have not. I have not.
You know, I kept meaning to do that every day this week. Let me just go right now to my email, grab the tracking number. Okay, I got a little shipment notification action. Okay, tracking number. Okay, got that. All right. Let's go here. Packagemapping.com. This is a great little tool, guys, if you want to follow your packages from places like, oh, I don't know, China to your back door or your front door. Where is my little track? Okay. It should have given me a spot to pop in the tracking number. All right. Well, while that loads and we find out where that package is, because it should be delivered. It left China on Friday. It should deliver today, I would think, based on the last one. Yeah, it looks like that web page is not loading as quickly as I would like it to. Ah, here we go. UPS. Was that going UPS or FedEx? Do you remember?
I believe it was FedEx.
FedEx. All right, let's do the FedEx. Let's enter the tracking number. And let's track and map. Here we go. Okay. It's not tracking. That's very embarrassing when that happens to you on the live.
I hate it
when that happens, man. Okay, well then, let's just do this, because at Google, it is so smart. I don't know if I've mentioned that today, but you can just put a tracking number right into Google, and it knows what it is. See that? How crazy is that?
Insane. It was UPS.
It can also expose your back door, so be careful about that too. Scheduled delivery by the end of the day today, Fredericksburg, Virginia. We don't get the cool little map here, but I'll see if I can bring up the map later. So, who was the winner again? Who was that?
Kyle. Kyle
Setliff. Okay. All right. Here's the deal. You know I have a burning desire to give away 100 iPad minis this year. So we got to really pick up the pace. The next tranche, if you will, of iPads that we give away, we're going to do something a little bit different than the next one that's coming out of the chute. Here's how you get your name on the list to win the next iPad. Okay? You go to CFRN.net. That's us. You click on the e-mini radio blog right there. Go to recent posts, okay, scroll down to the bottom of any post. Right here, it says iTunes. Here's what you do, is you click that, okay. Now this is free, it's not going to cost you a dime. You're going to go and you're going to subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, okay. And then you're going to take 2 minutes and write a little short review about why you like the radio program. You know, if all you got is, hey, great show, I enjoy it, or yeah, it's okay. If you're really pressed for time, you can just click the 5-star review. That's appreciated. So this is how you get. Now we've given away 3 so far, and remember, I want to give away a lot of these. So all you got to do, right here, go to the iTunes, subscribe to the podcast, free. Leave us a review.
Free. I'll be right back, Dwayne. Okay.
All right. Leave a review, free. Then have your wife go here, and your mother, and your grandmother, and have them subscribe to the podcast. If they've never listened to the show, they can't really leave a review because that would be, you know, gaming the system. And I'm not looking to game the system. So if you're a regular listener to the program, anybody can subscribe, even if they've never listened before, and that will get their name in the hat to win the iPad Mini, okay? If you subscribe to the podcast and leave a review, your name goes in the hat twice. That's right, twice. Now, as soon as you've completed these 2 steps, I want you to send me an email, ipad@cfrn.net. Dwayne, I subscribed to the podcast, and I left you a review. This is the email address I used. Boom. That's all you got to do, okay? So, remember, if you subscribe to get your name in the hat, if you subscribe and leave a review, you get your name in the hat twice. Anybody you know can subscribe to the podcast and get their name in the hat, but only those who have actually listened to the radio program before should leave a review. Otherwise, that's gaming the system, and I'm not looking to do that. All right? So, I'm excited. Let's give away another iPad Mini. Let's give away another 10. Let's make it 100 by the end of the year. Let's get busy. All right, Michael, I've covered a lot of ground and a very short period of time, and you don't have much time left, so sorry about
that. That's okay. That's all right. Well, let me just grab
it. It's a good Thursday, so, you know, we'll do the best we can.
Yep. Reminder to everyone, partners meeting tonight. If you are not a partner yet and you plan to become a partner, the sooner the better, so we can get the information off to Leslie and get you all set up. Remember, it's a long weekend this weekend, and we want to make sure that everything is done.
So you're saying if they took the free trial today, they would have the entire weekend to mess around with the charts and stuff?
They would, or if they became a partner today, they'd be able to get into the partners meeting tonight if they've already taken the free trial this week.
Oh, and then they could watch 250 hours of training videos over the weekend.
You bet.
Oh, you bet. That is so awesome. I think I'm going to join.
Yeah, so join. Join now, because Leslie, I don't want to inundate her with a whole bunch of things. Bert's on vacation this week, and I don't want to, I don't want to send Leslie a whole bunch of stuff that she may not be able to get to. Soybeans. Ray, the thing that happened to soybeans, it was a big grain report that came out at noon. That's what happened to soybeans. You see where they are right now? They were above $14.50 a little while ago, so they've dropped 50 cents. They got to be pretty near the limit down. I don't remember what the limit down is. They extended it.
I think it's 50
Do you remember,
cents.
Cliff, what the limit down is?
I think it's around 50 cents.
Yeah, I thought it was around 50 cents, too.
Did you start the recording yet?
But over here during the live trading room is where we're trading the soybeans. And they were trading as high as $14.55. I don't know where they opened today. 60 cents? Yeah, they got to be pretty close to limit down right now. I don't know where they opened today, though. So I guess I could go find that out.
Did you turn on the recorder yet?
I did not turn on the recorder yet.
Just checking.
That's why I didn't do the whole thing.
Gotcha. Yeah,
here we go. I'll do the recorder now. All right. Good afternoon, everyone. Today is Thursday, the 28th day of March, 2013. This morning, it took us 12 minutes in one trade to get our 2 points. We were plus $130 per contract in gold at the time. That happens to be where we still are in gold, plus $130 a contract. We ended up Well, our results for the day, we ended up minus 4 ticks on soybeans, plus 13 ticks on gold, minus 5 ticks on crude oil, and plus 5 ticks on natural gas. So that adds a little more to our total for the month. And the total for the month is now... We're going to end the month in the live trading room, only in the live trading room for March. We got our 2 points every single day, and we are going to end the month plus $5,202.05 per contract on the trades taken in the live trading room. Okay, that's where we ended the month. It was 159 trades. If you figure $8 per turn on the trades, it's still plus $3,930.50 per contract. If you guys are on the free trial, or if you've taken the free trial in the past, you realize that that after commission cost right there is way more than what it costs to become a partner. Just saying. Just saying. And actually, if you go back and look at the rest of the months, so is that. And so is that. And did I miss a month in there? January, February, March. No, I guess I didn't. Look, I'm all set up for green day every day in April. We'll see how the month goes. But every day in March, we ended up positive. And to get our 2 points every single day in March, it took us 58 trades total to get our 2 points every single day in March. A net of $2,800 if you stopped at the 2 points. Not counting commission. If you throw in the commission, take off $500. That's generous. That's it. That's what happened. All right. So, today we had, I already told you we had minus 5 ticks on crude oil, plus 13 ticks on gold, minus 4 ticks on soybeans, plus 5 ticks on natural gas. That's where we were. What is the Russell 2000? What is R2K? The Russell 2000. No, there were no ES trades this month for me. Okay, I pointed out the ES trades when they happened, but I don't have enough DOMs to have an ES DOM up, so I didn't take any ES trades. No, I trade what's moving, and the ES generally isn't the one that's moving. But today it did. There was an opportunity today. I'll show you. All right. Well, you know what? I just took crude off. Let me start out with the crude oil, okay? Let's see. These are my trades in crude this morning. I was pointing something out in a meeting a few minutes ago. In crude, we got long in here. We took a break even. We got long in here. We took a stop out. That actually gave us minus 9 ticks. It slipped us 1 tick on the exit. And then we got, what do we get back here? 4 ticks back over here. All right, so we ended minus 5 ticks total on crude. There were all these other ellipses. That was a short trade that worked, another short trade that worked, another short trade that worked, a long trade here that would have stopped you out. But it was followed up by another long trade that worked just fine. And that was the end of the morning session. There were other opportunities in here to take trades, but that was after the morning session, okay? On the Russell, we took one trade on the Russell this morning, I think. Hang on a second. There it is. We took one trade on the Russell this morning, and we ended up taking a break-even on it. It was back here where we took the break-even. We got long in here. Once price moved up above the MA1, we moved the stop up to break even, and it took us out of break even. So we are flat on the Russell. And let's do gold. Okay. This is not 26 trading days in March, Gary. I don't think. I'll go back and count it in a minute. I'll go back and check it out. Anyway, this was gold this morning. This was our first trade. In gold, it was actually our first trade of the day. This was right here. We got long on the gold. And I had drawn in a box, and I put a buy stop on right here. The actual entry was about 2 ticks lower than where I did get in. But still, it ran up, and it gave me 13 ticks. We had this over here was a break-even trade. Over here, we had another break-even trade. In each one of these trades, I lost 1 tick, but on... this one, I had accidentally left my stop on. Now, because I put a buy stop in, instead of moving my stop to break even, I put a buy stop in. And then it came up and it hit my stop, and then it gave me two ticks back when I exited as soon as I got into it. Right, but there were more opportunities here in gold. A short right there for the move down, another short right there for the move down, a long here for the move up, another long, where would that have been? Right here for a short move up. There was nothing in here. Then right over here, nothing there, no divergence. A short long in there. We were watching this like a hawk when this was happening because I had an order on. I had a buy stop on right up above here, okay? But it never came together, and it fell off. I had pointed out to everybody that it looked like it was topping out right there, and it did. It changed directions from there. Okay, that was gold. Yeah, there was a short in there somewhere, I'm sure, Frank. Soybeans. Soybeans are recovering a little bit right now, but I mean, I just showed you guys the soybeans a few minutes ago. There was a big grain report out, and that probably has something to do with why the beans have been such a mess the last couple days. Or pretty much all week. Normally we do pretty well with the soybeans. Let me just go check. Did we trade them this week? I am going to look. No, last week we had some big days in the soybeans, but this week we didn't. This week we traded the soybeans 3 days, and we were up. We were up two of them and down one of them. I'm sorry, I'm just looking at this. This is this week in the soybeans, this one, and this one. Soybeans were up 6 ticks on that day, and minus 4 ticks today. Next month I'm going to break the soybeans out into their own column. Okay, in here, our first trade on the soybeans, we got in right here. We stopped out right there for minus 8 ticks. Our second trade, we got in right here. And it gave us 4 ticks and closed above the MA1. It actually gave more than 4 and closed above the MA1. Move stopped to break even, and we got out at break even. Next trade was over here. We shorted right there. Again, move stopped to break even and got out at break even. And the next trade after that was right there. And we moved the stop to plus 4 ticks. And we got out at plus 4 ticks. All right. Since then, if you were trading in this, and you probably couldn't have. I mean, if you look, this is 12 o'clock right here. And all the way over here is 1201. So let's shrink that down and get a better idea. From here, right here, all the way over to here is 1 minute. So all those bars were 1 minute. Not really a lot of opportunity to put trades on and take them off in there unless you're just guessing and throwing things at the market. All right, we're not even going to look at that. On the NQ, I didn't look at the NQ much today at all. I don't think I have anything highlighted there, so I'm not going to look at that. On the ES, there was one long opportunity in here this morning on the ES, we pointed out, and there was another one on this up close right here that went for about a point before it turned around. Let's see. That's the soybeans. The euro, we didn't take any euro trades. There's one active right now. If you were trading the euro, you could have gone short right there. You could have gone long over here, but just going right into the zone. There was one in here earlier that moved up, and another one here that moved up. Those were the trades on the euro. On the natural gas, we took... Natural gas report came out this morning. We took 2 trades on the gas. One was right over here, and we ended up locking in 5 ticks profit on that, and it stopped us out at plus 5 ticks. There were some more trades in here on the natural gas on the move down right here. There was one there, one here. We jumped in on the long side again over here. Once it moved up to plus 4 ticks, we moved our stop up. And I drew in this box. We broke down out of the box. And you can see once we got out of that box that I drew in there, it really tanked. Look at that. All right, and there was a bunch of opportunity in here on the natural gas on the way down. It was all during the break here this morning. So we didn't see it, we didn't take it, but there was a ton of opportunity in there, okay? Let's see, it's 12:41. I'm going to wrap up the recap there, and I'm going to remind everyone who is a partner, partners meeting tonight, everyone who's on the free trial, if you want to get into the partners meeting tonight, you need to become a partner. It is for partners only. if you are on the free trial and you don't know what it takes to become a partner, just send us a quick email at support@cfrn.net. Just put partner info in the subject line, and we will get that information out to you today. If you're on the free trial and you're going to become a partner anyway, you know, the sooner you do it, the better, because there's some things that I have to do to get you all set up. Okay? I will just send it all to you in an email. Okay? And that's it, guys. So we're ending the month of March and the first quarter now, and we're plus $5,202 per contract this month, 5202.5. And let's scroll up, 3905 last month, and scroll up, 4047.5. So on the quarter, we're up $13,155 per contract in the live trading room. Okay, that's not too bad. That's in the last 3 months. So, you know, and our mentoring package happens to be 3 months long. I wonder how many mentoring packages you could buy with that. Think about that. All right. I'll send it to you. Okay, I'll send it to you. All right, with that, I am going to wrap up the morning session and wrap up my recap of the morning session. All right, if you have any questions, you guys all have my phone number. Anybody that was in the free trial has my phone number. Anybody that doesn't, just send us an email at support@cfrn.net, and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. All right, recording is off.
All right, thanks very much, Michael. That was a rapid recap.
It was, but I had a late start there. We had, yeah, it was a pretty rapid one anyway. Not as much detail as we normally throw in there, but that's okay.
So what was our total for the month again, now that we've had
$5,202.50.
Okay.
On 159 trades.
So, and at the high commission round turn, $8, what did that work out to be?
$3,930.50.
After commissions?
After commissions.
After commissions. Okay. And now, here's the thing, guys. We take the trades live in real time in front of the whole room full of people, partners, people on the free trial, all of that. Past performance, no guarantee of future results. If you try to shadow and mirror every move that Michael makes, not going to happen. You know, you'll get some of them you won't. Some of them you'll actually do better on, you know. Any kind of things can happen, but unlike where you see the disclaimer, you know, these are simulated results and whatnot, you know, these are actually trades that we do put on right there when you're in the trading room watching it. Now, for someone that just comes to the radio program, you might listen to this and go, oh, yeah, they're always talking about, oh, they did this, they did that. How do I know they really did that? Well, it's easy. You just come hang out in the live trading room. I mean, our broker hangs out in the live trading room with us. So you can't, you know, you just got to – we work really hard to be really transparent. Why? Well, because somebody's got to do it, you know. And so we signed up for the job. We volunteered ourselves. We said we'll do that. We'll be transparent. We'll be honest. We won't look like the best traders on the planet, you know. But at least people will know there's a place where they can come and, you know, be dealt with straight up. And when I say that about us, I say that about everyone who's a part of this radio program, our other guests, you know, we would not have anyone on this radio program that we did not think would treat you in a fair, honest manner with great integrity, with dignity and respect and all of that other stuff, okay? So I'm not speaking just of me and Michael and what we do in the live trading room. I'm speaking of all the guests that come on this radio program, from the psychiatrist, from the head shrinker. That'd be Robin, the trading coach, you know, to Mike Reed, to David, to everyone. Now, we can't take responsibility for advice someone else gives you or for their, you know, they each have their own separate thing. We all come together under one roof. We share a common bond, and we've been doing this for years. And it works really well for those who want to be a part of this community, and we invite you to be a part of the community, okay? But it may be that in how we live out our lives and do our trading, we might not live up to your expectations or your preconceived idea of who and what we should be. Bottom line is, you can never please all the people all the time. And we don't even try. We answer to a higher authority, and if we can look him in the eye every day, then, well, we're just good with that. And hopefully you will be too, okay? I do know that we work very, very hard to always be on top of things, to answer questions as quickly as we can when someone has a problem or an issue. You don't go days without a response. I had an email today that says, hey, you know what? I tried to get a hold of you a few days ago, and then you didn't respond to me. I apologize, but, you know, that can happen. It's certainly not normal for CFRN because, man, I'm up at midnight answering emails in the live chat talking to people, you know. Why? Well, I guess because growing up, my parents, my grandparents instilled a good work ethic in me, and I'm thankful for that. And so maybe I work too much. That's probably, you know, if I make a mistake, it's in working too much, and that's probably the same. Michael makes that same mistake if there's a mistake being made. It's that we try to do too much for two people. So, you know. Anyway, just know we're doing our best, and you can always get a hold of us, support@cfrn.net. You can call the number on the website. You will go to our voicemail, but we will call you right back, or as quickly as we can. Or if you need to talk to somebody live in real time, toll free, 866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Okay, Michael, we ready to go to Vegas?
We are ready to go to Vegas.
Ready to go to Vegas. Okay. And are you taking off right away? Or are you going to be around? Or
I'm doing some things right here. But,
okay. Well, I'm going to send you a message in the chat box because I've had an issue arise, and I'll text it to you once I get the rest of the show underway.
Sounds good.
Okay, guys. Remember, if you want to win the next iPad Mini that we're going to give away, it's really simple. I'm going to show you one more time. Just really, really quick. Let me get my screens back. Here we go. Got my screens. Yes. Okay. All you got to do, go out to the blog. Michael actually put it in the chat room for you to make it really easy. Last night's blog post on high probability setups. You hear that term a lot. Maybe you wonder, what is that? I don't even know what that is. They say I need to have them, but what is it? Okay, I try to explain it to you here in this blog post. But at the bottom of every post, little iTunes logo deal. Click that. Subscribe to the podcast. Doesn't cost you anything. And leave us a review. If you just subscribe, you get your name in the hat one time. If you subscribe and leave a review because you've actually listened to the radio program, you get your name in the hat twice. All right? And tell everybody you know, hey, I know where you can win an iPad. You know? Well, I've never listened to that show. Well, you don't have to. Just subscribe to their podcast. Well, I might never listen to it. Well, that's okay, too. I mean, just subscribe to the thing. You might want an iPad, all right? Okay, with that said, we're heading out to Vegas to talk to Mr. David Williams from PageTrader.com and Ms. Robin Dane, the trading coach. But first, we must pause for a station identification. Don't touch your radio dial. We'll be right back.
You're listening to CFRN, a community of believers who trade for a living. To learn more about who we are, what we do, and how we do it, call toll-free 1-866-928-3310, and we'll send you out a no-obligation information kit absolutely free. 866-928-3310.
Morning, Dwayne.
David, good morning, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, and good morning, Michael. Good morning, David. How's everyone? And is Robin with us today?
She probably would be if I unmuted her mic, which I'm doing right now. Good morning, Robin.
It's a great day in Las Vegas, and the sun is shining wonderfully well.
Awesome.
And Cyprus, I watched it. Couldn't sleep last night and watched the banks open in Cyprus at 3 o'clock. It was quite interesting. Haven't seen the news since. Just saw it for a bit.
What is the latest news with Cyprus?
They put all sorts of restrictions on people. I mean, they said that they didn't have as big a line as they thought they would have. They were letting them in literally one by one, and it turned out to be a lot of elderly that didn't have ATMs and didn't have any money for these weeks. And they put a restriction on how much they could take out at one time. I don't know if it was monthly or daily, but there was some kind of a restriction on how much they could take out at one time. And they've put a lot of restrictions on, let's say you had to make a payroll, you know, you had to have documents that proved, and it has to get approved by a board before it's any large sum, a very large sum, because they don't want, you know, fraud to happen where they make up an invoice or something and then they just take the cash out.
I thought the fraud was them trying to take people's money that they didn't have coming. Well, the fraud.
I didn't hear anything about they're taking anything from anybody. They were just – the value of that euro, though, is totally different than all the other countries.
I see.
So that makes a huge difference. That's really – so they have to recalculate it. You know, it's like they have their own currency now because it's a whole different price. Mm-hmm. So if they go out of the country, they're only allowed to take a certain amount out of the country, and they said they're going to search them. So this is going to be real interesting how this develops.
Yes.
I mean, I imagine these, you know, people stuffing money in their clothes and their pants and they're trying to get across the border or get out of the country. I feel for those people. Thank God I'm an American. That's all I can say. I'm very proud to be an American as messed up as we have. We have Congress right now and no budget. I'm still glad I'm here.
Well, it's only our fifth year of no budget. Come on. Don't
rub it in. Oh, you know, yeah. We got to get. It's like, you know, it's like at the tennis court. You know, when we play 8 games, and you know, the first 2 games we kind of mess up, and we said, oh, you know, we just got to warm up. You know, so I keep thinking maybe Congress just has to warm up a little bit, and it's taking them a little bit longer than normal.
Well, maybe.
But anyway, how are you guys doing?
Good.
Good.
And it was very nice that you gave away that. That iPod, I'm very excited about that. I think that's fabulous. I love that goal. Maybe we could do a little contest on the Coach's Corner somehow.
Okay.
If they could get something.
Sure.
Yeah, I'll have to figure out something.
We'll figure
nifty.
Something out. Yeah, well, we can tie the Coach's Corner into the next iPad giveaway. This one is for subscribing to the podcast on iTunes.
Yes.
The next one will be subscribing, I got some stuff, but we'll work the Coach's Corner.
Yeah, I'll figure out something nifty in there, and I'll pass it over to then you can check it out and decide if you want to do it.
But yeah, and by the way, it was an iPad, nifty. Not an iPod, just so everybody knows.
Anyway, iPod. Okay,
yeah,
sorry.
iPad. Anyway, the Cyprus thing that you guys are talking about, what was interesting, and I think it was Francis yesterday who shared the link with us from over at Zero Hedge. Turns out the people whose money they were really after, the Russian oligarchs, the mob, whatever, well, they had access to their money all along because there were branches of the Cyprus Bank that were open, I guess, in London. And there's even an affiliate bank in Russia. So the people who, like, were trapped in Cyprus who couldn't afford a plane ticket to go over to London to take their money out of the bank because those branches remained open, while the banks there on Cyprus, it's an island on Cyprus, were closed. So, but then if you couldn't afford the plane ticket to go to London to get your money out, you probably fall into the group of people who had less than 100,000 euros, so you're not going to lose any money anyway. So I guess it somehow kind of works out, except for the fact that the whole thing they were after was to get all that money, that deep money. Those guys had full access and were able to scamper away with their cash, and so it's kind of a moot point now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So. What a world.
It is. It really is. And I don't know if you guys were tuned in at the beginning of the show, a little piece I played by Ronald Reagan. You know how they
No, I didn't hear it.
Yeah, it was really good. I put the link in the chat room for anybody that wants it. And I said, you know how they when they give you that, like if you've been in a car crash or if they think you might be senile, they ask you who's the president. I've decided that my answer from here on out is just always going to be Ronald Reagan. It's Ronald Reagan, you know, because my I said this before. I don't want to shortchange George Bush. I think he did a good job, and I don't want to turn this into a political discussion today. I got away with playing the video. I should just leave it at that, and I will. It's a great video, though, and any of you who did not see it, click that link in the chat box and watch it later because it's really good. It's about 2.5 minutes. It's really good.
Okay. There was an interesting comment to jump back a little bit to Cyprus last night. That now that it's coming back to me because I fell asleep a little bit after that. But Joe Kernan said, oh, you know, all we need to do is send over Bernanke with the money-making machine. And he had this helicopter noise in the back. He says, we'll just drop it from the helicopters. We'll just drop the money as we print it. He says, all they have to do is tell us what they want to print. We've got enough ink and paper. And it was interesting, then one of the guys got on and said that he has never felt the market the way it is today because everybody's kind of waiting for something to happen, and they've never had so much money pumped into the system where the government now is the reason why things are moving. And they can't rely on anything that they used to in the old days because they have no idea what the government's going to do. And as long as they keep printing, that their concept of the way they normally would approach the market is just totally different, and they just don't know. They just don't know. So it's it was just an interesting comment that he made.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a just the world right now, if you look at the condition the world has been in the last several years, but even right up to today, it is such a different time and place than it was just 7-8 years ago. I mean, we are in a completely different universe. Along with the president, the new administration, came all kinds of new problems and new troubles and new debt and new issues that have just blown out of proportion all over the world. I mean, it really has been a, it's been ugly, you know. And I understand that there's people who believe he's doing great things and has great aspirations for America. I'm not so sure of that at all. But be that as it may, you know, we as a fact have had nothing but trouble since this guy's been in office. Yeah. We've had nothing but trouble, government gridlock, rising prices, rising, enormous rise of debt. I mean, where's the good stuff? Point me in the direction of the good. Show me the good. And, you know, if you want to point to Obamacare, now there's, you know, it's three times the cost they thought it was going to be. And it just goes on and on and on.
You're right. I mean, I just don't get that they don't get it. That's what's baffling me.
Well, you know, and the they you're talking about is who, though?
Well,
the population?
Yeah, exactly. Population. It's like how much pain do you have to be in? How many people have to be laid off? I mean, there's going to be a huge bunch of layoffs April 1st. Pentagon, I mean, thousands of people or something. I don't know, hundreds of thousands of people. I mean, and the Obamacare stuff where people are paying more money and small businesses are having to pay for people that didn't have insurance before, or if they're not, they're going to get fined. And I mean, all these payment things, they just don't get it. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what they don't see.
There may just be – or somebody on the radio program, I read something about the seven stages of something like the seven stages of life when it comes to a population, a country. And one of the final ones, as I recall, was apathy. And apathy is where people just don't care. They just, you know, things are just happening the way they happen, and that's just the way. I'm not sure that we have apathy. I think we have a very virile form of political division between the haves and the have-nots, as an example, and the left and the right fighting over all these political visions. I think one of the things that we can say about the administration is that it's a social justice administration, that they are looking to right previous wrongs by punishing people now in certain ways, and that's kind of the tone of the whole administration, is that things are punitive. Mm-hmm, you don't feel like you can go out and expand and grow your business. You feel like you have to be very careful and very looking around your shoulder, because it is, there's a very punitive atmosphere around success right now in this country.
Yeah.
What surprises me is that more people don't notice that.
Yeah.
That's what surprises me, is that success has become the new bad word, and he'll show up and they'll show up to, you know, say what a great thing it is because a person's employing people or whatever, but they're turning right around and doing everything they can to out-regulate, out-tax, and every other means at their disposal to cause those people grief. So, yeah, success is a bad word, and it's a bad word because it means you got something that someone else didn't get.
Didn't get, right.
Even if they didn't get it by their own hand.
Right. Yeah.
You still owe them.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'm just at a loss. I guess beyond that, I mean, on a totally radical subject, which I'm surprised they haven't, you know, rebelled against this, to see Wynne selling his Picasso painting.
I didn't know that. Wynne is selling his Picasso?
Big bucks.
Wow.
He sold that, and he sold something else he sold. And, it's huge, huge.
He's got a huge collection.
He's got a huge art collection.
The thing you were mentioning earlier, David, a democracy is always temporary in nature. It simply cannot exist as a permanent form of government. A democracy will continue to exist up until the time that voters discover that they can vote themselves generous gifts from the public treasury. From that moment on, the majority always votes for the candidates who promise the most benefits from the public treasury, with the result that every democracy will finally collapse due to loose fiscal policy, which is always followed by a dictatorship. The average of the world's greatest civilizations from the beginning of history has been about 200 years. During those 200 years, these nations always progressed through the following sequence: from bondage to spiritual faith, from spiritual faith to great courage, from courage to liberty, from liberty to abundance, from abundance to complacency, from complacency to apathy, from apathy to dependence, and from dependence back into bondage. And the cycle starts all over again.
Well, there you are. And there's no stopping it. You might as well just enjoy the ride.
Yeah.
And you don't have to be this tall to ride this ride. Everybody's riding it.
What's that, Dwayne?
You don't have to be this tall to ride this ride.
Right, exactly. And they're giving balloons out to all the kiddies. So,
here's opulence on top of opulence. It was Steve Cohen, you know, the hedge fund guy, who bought Larev from Steve Wynne for $155 million. Picasso's Larev.
Wow.
A nice chunk of change for a little piece of art.
Yeah, that's
huge.
That's amazing. Well, these are the masters.
Yep. And it was Steve Cohen who bought it, so it was just kind of interesting. It's a hedge fund guy.
Okay.
So,
on the markets, guys, I just, those who wanted that quote, I just put it into the chat box for you. It's all over the internet. Just Google it, and you'll find it. I first heard that years ago. The S&P 500 today traded above the all-time closing high. It hasn't closed above the all-time closing high yet, but it's in a position to do it today. As you can see from the chart I have up right now, price broke above this zone and has pulled back for support, which is like a picture-perfect scenario. All we need now is for it to show a little bit of bullishness into the close, and we will have not only a within the month of March, a new all-time high in the Dow cash market, but also a new all-time high in the S&P cash market. And as we talked the other day with Ben and also with Mike Reed, not so much as is whether or not they will do it, but when they do it, once that happens, then what? That's the part of the equation that I have no doubt that they're going to do it. We don't just get this close and not take it out. We'll take it out. David,
if I was a betting person, I would say they're going to do it today to end the quarter.
I think so today. I agree with you. Yeah, I do.
I think to end the quarter and have the record of X number of time up, straight up, you know, months up. I think they're going to shoot for it today, before the holiday.
And well, they are bullish before holidays.
Yep.
In fact, during the program here, we'll probably here in just a few minutes, we'll probably put out a tweet, and we will be prepared. When this thing starts to rally, we want to catch it, and we'll trade it up to that high, guys. And then once that thing's taken out, again, you know, just be cautious. I mean, you know, always use a stop. Nothing really changed. I mean, there's a big picture backdrop to it, but as long as you do what you always do, and that's always trade with a hard stop, not a mental stop, but a hard stop, then it's no big deal.
Yeah.
None. Yet.
Well, there you are.
Nine. All right, what do you want to do, David? You want to go talk about
Well, let's, if you want, let's take a quick look. There's not a lot to add to what you just said. The S&P it's a runaway bull market, and it's going to continue to run until it's over. I think it'd be very wise for people to, in terms of wanting to trade it, to be careful on the short side. Intraday I would be okay with, but anything longer than that, I think you would be wise to just be on the long side of the market or out, excuse me, or flat, because it does not make most people comfortable to be buyers, hasn't. For quite some time. I mean, I could have made that same comment a month ago, and people were very uncomfortable being buyers in the market. But pullbacks are being bought. The pullbacks are very nominal, very, very much inside the larger ongoing uptrend. So we're in a runaway bull market, and we've talked about this many times about, you know, your indicators, your longer-term stuff that tells you that we're, you know, we should be going down big. We've been talking about those not working for months now, and people are still tempted to look at those and say, well, this, you know, now we've got a quadruple divergence of a such and such indicator. You know, at some point it's going to be right, but you don't want to have to lose money 4 and 5 and 6 times in a row simply trying to satisfy your need to be able to say I was in it when they turned. That's not really trading or investing. That's just satisfying primordial urges that you have. That's very different than trading wisely or investing. And I hope you can see the difference between sort of scratching an itch through your trading and actually trading wisely. You're not going to get very far ahead scratching the itch. That's just a fact. If you're you know, itch scratching as a trader, which itch scratching means that you just need to have certain things happen a certain way. I can't let this turn happen without me being in it. They've been going up. I need to be in it when the down move starts and all that stuff. That's not trading. That's just satisfying. That's just compulsion satisfying. You know, you're just like one of the people, the hoarders on TV. I mean, it's the same thing. It's just the mechanism plays out differently. That's not how you're going to get ahead in the markets. But if you recognize that you have that in you, everybody does have it to some extent, I'm sure, then that will help loosen its hold on you. And because these kinds of things, they speak to you, they whisper to you. You know, that old thing about the devil whispering in your ear is a very, very appropriate, you know, how you see that in fairy tales or whatever, where the bad guy, the devil or whatever the imagery is, he's whispering in the person's ear, whispering what to do. And the reason I think that's so appropriate is because the devil, quote unquote, doesn't jump out in front of you and say, hey, everyone, I'm the devil, and I'm here to tell you to do these bad things, what it does is it sort of stays under the radar, and it sort of whispers to you what to think and what to say and what to do. And if you don't think there's such a thing as possession, go take a look at a man or woman whose eyes are flashing and they're screaming and running. And that's a possessed human being. That something has taken that human being completely over. There really is such a thing as possession, and it happens all the time. And people get completely taken over, and it starts with the whispering voices, and finally, that person's completely under the control of a force. Whether you want to call it good, bad, evil, whatever you want to call it, he certainly is under that control. If you've ever seen anybody, you know, on these on-camera things where people are committing crimes and so on, especially violent ones, they're completely taken over by another force. Something has them, and we've all have individually have all felt, you know, the push and pull of those forces in our own lives. Well, in a much less violent way, those things whisper to you in the ear in your trading. You have to have it happen this way. You have to be short when this thing finally starts to decline. And no, you don't. You absolutely don't have to be short. That's just you making up a scenario for yourself and then believing in the scenario and then trying to live the scenario out. And none of that has anything to do with investing or trading. You may think you're investing and trading, but in many cases all you're doing is satisfying strange compulsions that whisper to you and you play them out. That's the whole gig. And then when people say, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm an investor. No, I day trade, you know, or whatever. No, you don't. What you're doing is you're satisfying bizarre compulsions and utilizing your money and the markets to do so. You're not trading. You're not investing. You're nowhere near either of those. So I would invite you to take a look and see if some of that is at work. And I'm not speaking down to you. I'm speaking firmly because I've seen it in myself, and I won't. I don't want it living there. And there is such a thing as saying no to those forces operating in your life. In order for you to say no to them, you have to recognize they're there, and you have to break through any little issues you may have with admitting that they're there. But once you've gotten to that point, excuse me, it's not too difficult at that point to realize that this is just another imposition. Why be so angry at what the government's doing? There's much more dictatorial forces at work in your own personal life, isn't there, than there is in any government. There's a lot more things dictating to you that you may or may not be aware of, but I'm telling you that you might want to take a look at it, that are dictating to you on how to act, how to behave, how to respond in certain situations, how to look at people, how, when and when not to smile, when and, you know, on and on and on, all these little dictating forces. You're nowhere near free. You are nowhere near free until you have seen these forces at work, literally speaking in your own name. Literally speaking in your own name, and you think it's you. And this is taking it to the extreme, because there's all kinds of things that happen in people's lives, conditioning and all these other things, and we get into a fight with these things, and we don't realize that the thing that we're fighting is not in front of us. It's us. It's our own conditioning, our own actions, these own compulsions that we've accepted as ourselves. So it's not the same as fighting a battle with your opponent in front of you. That would be only too easy if the opponent was in front of us. What makes it a little trickier in the inner world is that the opponent is the person who's doing the viewing. And I don't want you to worry and think, well, I have to be afraid of myself. No, you simply have to start being aware of yourself, not aware of what you think about yourself, because the two are very, very different. How you think about yourself is often 1,000% divorced from how you actually are living. And the difference between the two of those can be easily seen if you have an interest in seeing it. That means that you begin to spend time watching the contradictions between what you think of yourself as. You're just a little ray of sunshine, sweetest little thing, little God's little beam of light that he sent down here to make everyone happy, or whatever your little picture is that you have of yourself in whatever way. That's just one of a million. And see the contradiction between that picture and how you actually feel moment to moment. See the difference between the picture and your actual feeling. And if you can do that, now you're getting closer to winning, if you want to think of it in those terms, the battle. Because the battle can only take place once you recognize where the enemy is. And the enemy is not out there, and it's not the devil. The enemy is not the devil. So resist not evil.
That's a deep subject.
Yeah.
I think we can be our own worst enemy, but you know, beyond that, I believe that there is evil, real evil, and I don't think it's just a fairy tale. So, but anyway,
it's not a fairy tale, but your ability to allow the whatever force you want to call it, whatever negative force there is in the universe, it can scream as loud as it wants to. If you're a self-aware man or woman, it doesn't have a chance of getting into you. But if you're not, if you're lost in daydreams about yourself, it whispers to you and it's in. And that force can drive you around and have you do all kinds and say all kinds of things and not notice any of it. It's living in your name. So, yeah, the forces can be as big and as evil as you want them to be, but are you responding to them and are you wiser than they are? And you can be. That's my argument, is that the devil only gets into you with your permission. I mean, even our classic stories like Dracula, you have to let him in your house. He comes to your front door, you first have to let him in. So it's hidden in all kinds of stories that there is a part that you play in all of this. You can say the devil's the most evil thing on earth, but he has no connection. Well, let me ask you this. Is he stronger than God?
No.
Okay.
Not in my opinion, no.
He isn't. The answer is he isn't. He's not wiser than God.
He was created by God.
And if you... I'm sorry?
He was created by God.
Right, but he's not stronger.
No.
And so that means that light is stronger than darkness, and if you have the light on, darkness has no chance.
Actually, there's a great philosophical and actually scientific, some would say, discussion there in that darkness does not exist, only the absence of light.
Right. Right, and that's one of the points that I would make here is that the power that the devil, that evil forces, that bad forces have is an illusory power that looks really real and really bad, but it's only there in the absence of your light. Once your light is lit, it has no chance to get to you. So you don't have to run around worrying that the devil is going to cause you to do something. If you are running around worrying about that, you're going down the wrong track because that's how it gets into you. That's how it starts to work. So what you just said is actually, and I appreciate you saying it, is that that's part of my argument is that there's an illusory side to all this. The power isn't really real, but it acts real and looks real and feels real. But that's why we have to do our own work. And you have to realize that you're here for a purpose more than simply saying, when I die, I'm going to heaven. You have some work to do while you're here, along with saying that and proclaiming that to all your friends or whatever it is that you do with that information.
And then there's the question, could God create a rock so heavy that he couldn't lift it? Is that how that... goes?
I don't know.
it's supposed to be one of those religious brain teaser type things, you know. So anyway.
Well, all right. So having said all that, I got a little bit off the subject, quite a bit off the subject, ridiculously off the subject.
No.
But the point is that listen, you can do much better in everything you do in life, all the way from trading, all the way to living your life, by turning the light on in your life, by becoming aware of what's in your life. Darkness does not have power over light. And if your light is starting to be turned on, then you're going down the right road. And then you will see through the secrets. You'll start seeing more and more secrets of how darkness works and so on. And the rich get richer. That's one of the old sayings. They do because that means the light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. and it becomes easier and easier to go down that path. So ever so much, it's just equally as true in every endeavor that we have in life, including in trading, and to not get hung up in the basic idea here was that don't think you're trading or investing if you find out, and do some investigation on your own, because no one is going to do this work for you. And it only works if you do it, by the way. If somebody could do the work for you, it wouldn't work anyway. You have to do it for yourself and find out if it's not true that some of your trading, at the very least, is possibly compulsion-based trading, which is just based on the idea that it has to be a certain way for you, that you just can't let this top get put in. You're just going to do everything you can to be short. And that's not investing, and that's not trading. That's just solving weird little compulsions. And that's how I got onto the subject. So I'll leave it to you, the listener, to decide and look at yourself and see if some of that is operating in you. Because the beginning of the end of that is just that, to see that it is operating in you. And don't condemn it. Don't turn into your own policeman and all that stuff. Let it occur. Watch it occur. Learn how it operates. Watch it in real time. And you will find that it loosens its power, and before you know it, you're able to move right on through it. And that's what I'd like you to be able to do, because in the same way that you hear people abuse credit cards and, you know, stack up debt and all that stuff, we've all done that, the market has a quality to it like that, which entices you to think wrongly, to act under compulsion, and somehow end up ahead. So the difference between an investor or a real speculator, a trader, and many people is that many people are just doing this to scratch an itch. And that itch has nothing to do with real investing and real trading, real setups and all that stuff. So I hope that makes some sense. Maybe it's something that you can think about at the very least. Take a look at yourself and see if that's something that's happening in your own trading. Has happened in mine. I've been through it, and I still sometimes see old thoughts and old compulsions. They want to come up, and they want to grab you, and they want to whisper in your ear, and they want to dictate to you. So they're still there, but they lose their meaning after a while. It just doesn't have any meaning anymore like it used to. So anyway, hope that's helpful. Now, with regard to today's S&P, I don't have anything new to add to it except that we're looking for higher prices because we're in a runaway bull market. And once the turn occurs, once they really start to show their hand on the downside, there's going to be plenty of room for all kinds of good entries and interesting spots and all that stuff. But I think you'd be wise to either let the market be, that means don't do anything with it, or buy larger pullbacks in this. And I wouldn't stay short in this market over on the overnight. I would use short, but there's nothing wrong with intraday shorting and all that, but I think overnight short positions would is be wise to continue to not do that. I don't know, but I am sure there are people who are still short futures positions back from the 1480 level, as an example. And here we are up at 1560. And they're going to wait for the market to come back because they needed to short it so that they could be in for the big move and so on. So use protective stops, all that stuff, because it is a runaway market. Okay, I don't have anything else other than that, Dwayne. Anything you want to add that you might not have already brought up on it?
No, I don't think so, Dave.
I'd like to do Zynga, if you may.
Oh, well, we've still got all the markets to go through. We're just
okay.
But yeah, I mean, we'll take a look at Zynga. You want to go to gold first, David? Or
sure. I don't have a lot to. I probably won't have a lot to add on most of these markets today. Gold is down today, and they're pulling back from an important level. One of the things we'd like to see between today and I know tomorrow the markets are closed, but we'd like to see daily closes above 1590, maybe to 1588. We're well above that now. We're at 9640, but we'd like to see daily closes above that.
You have
today and
rolled over
Monday,
right?
Yeah, we have. You're talking about into the Junes?
Yes.
Yeah, we're into the June. And those numbers, by the way, and thank you, that number refers to the June contract, the 1590 to 1588. So those are the June levels for gold. That's what I'd like to see. And then we'll add to this idea about the gold into Monday, of next week. Dwayne, you have to admit, how could it possibly be April already?
It's amazing.
What's that all about?
Wait a minute.
It's just amazing.
I mean, that's the twilight zone. How could it be April? That's exactly. We're 2 months away from being halfway through this year.
I know.
It's a blink. It was a blink, and it was gone.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know how it happened.
Well, I just don't know.
Hey, David, did you say that you're in the month of M, as in Mary, or are you in the K month on gold?
June, from M. June gold.
Well, why is there a K month? Why am I showing a K month?
I think there is
K. We were in the month of J.
Yeah, April before.
And now shouldn't we be in May?
Well, we rolled into June, and I think many are in June. I leave it up to you. And Bert, I think, is out on vacation. He'll be the final arbiter of...
Yeah, the volume is all in the M. That's where we are right now.
Really? So, Michael, yep. Then why did we just kind of skip the K contract? I mean, we were trading the J contract, and yep. Then we just...
There was no volume in it.
So is that just, a normal thing that happens often?
Yeah.
Or okay.
Yeah, it's not unusual.
Oh, okay.
The gold.
All right. I got you.
Remember that song from Tom Jones? It's not unusual. We could write some trader's version of that song. All right. Just being silly. Michael, we haven't heard much from you.
I've been busy back here.
You're hiding your own silliness from the radio audience.
That is it, yes. Yes, you are. You want to sing and
yeah, I honestly miss you, and I don't know where you've been and what you've been doing.
Hey, I've been here every day, mister. I didn't come in with a fake pass from the doctor.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. And a fake and a good device that fakes my throat sounding.
Yeah, that's right.
Strange.
That's
right. That's beautiful. Yeah, in your world though, strange. that stuff they have that stuff on the Pleiadian galaxy. We don't have that down here yet, Michael. We don't have that good of sophisticated stuff yet.
No, it's coming. It's coming.
It's coming.
We'll impart that knowledge on you when we're ready.
No, that's nice of you. I appreciate that. I know you will. Whenever you're good and ready, you will. let me ask you, what about your friend that has the Tesla car? Has he been happy with it? Is he?
Oh yeah,
smiling,
yeah. You know,
proud.
He and I were talking the other night. We were actually riding around in it the other night, and we were talking about it. And I told him I would talk to you about this. He was talking about, you know, just to counter that thing that was in the New York Times,
yeah.
He would drive the same trip with his Tesla and record it.
Oh, that'd be beautiful.
He was saying that, and I said, if he did that, I would give it to you, and then you could do with it what you want.
See, now that's love right there. That is
make
love.
Make it go viral.
Yeah. No, that's beautiful. And for the people who don't know, he's talking about a New York Times reviewer who probably in good faith was, I mean, I would certainly hope he was in good faith, was driving the Model S Tesla, which has the 300-mile range, and somehow through a series of events was not able to get, it was a cold day and batteries react a little differently to temperature and so on. But he ran out of juice at some point, and Elon Musk said, no, we have the data logs on this car. He took a huge delay over this way. He didn't charge over here, and so on. And so there's a big controversy over how that happened. But how many miles total are we talking about, Michael, between those two places that he would drive? Do you know?
I think it's less than the 300. I mean, they were only going from New York to – where were they going to? I don't remember. I think it was less than one.
I don't remember where, but
one charge, depending on.
Okay, well, I'll tell you this:
and traffic and all.
We've
that
now had two different people, magazines, drive from Los Angeles to Las Vegas through the hot, dry desert on a single charge, and in one case, they still had 70 miles left, and that's a 260 some odd mile range. Or, you know, to drive. So that's happened twice now. There's no question, and you can figure it out for yourself. The battery size is 85 kilowatts. Let's assume they give you 80 of those kilowatts for you to use. If you're driving lightly, even if you're driving and getting only 3.5 miles per kilowatt, you still have 280 miles that you can drive, even with 3.5 miles per kilowatt of usable power. The Chevy Volt routinely gets 4.5 miles, but these are bigger, heavier cars per kilowatt. So there's no question. The facts are the facts. The car will do 300 miles if driven just normally. Now, if you're going to be like Michael Bork, and every time somebody from another country's in a hopped-up Mustang next to you, and you're going to just floor the thing and, you know, scoot out of town like a jackrabbit, yeah, you're going to use some of your power up just like you would in a gasoline-powered car. If you're more like me, however, and you see somebody revving your engine next to you, and you just wave with a sort of a benevolent, loving look, almost Pope-like, on your face, then, you know, you're going to get the full 300-mile range.
Yeah.
Does that sound believable?
That's the look you would have, I'm sure.
Yeah. I practice. I watch the Popes, and I just try to get that distant, faraway look in my eyes, and that's the look I give to the people who are revving up next to me. And I just wave.
I have to ask Michael. So how was the ride?
Oh, it's nice. I mean, it's quiet. Yeah? Really quiet.
Huh.
It's like, you know, imagine you're driving in your car that has an engine with pistons, and you shut it off. Just shut it off. Put it in neutral, and you're coasting.
Yeah. Oh.
That's
okay,
what it's
interesting.
Like.
Huh.
That is what it's like.
Interesting.
You'll see, Robin.
Yeah, one day, I can only hope.
Oh, yeah. So anything else, Michael? So he's happy with it, and he's doing well.
Yeah, he's happy with it. He's happy with it.
That's good.
It's actually a really nice-looking car.
It is. It's beautiful. It's, I think, one of the prettiest things on the road.
Of course, it should be, but...
You know, of course, right below the Pontiac Aztec.
Yeah. Right below that. Right below it. Yeah.
Now, only listeners that know what the Pontiac Aztec is would laugh at that, because
I have no
Pontiac
clue.
Aztec is one of the most hideous abortions ever thrown into the mix of cars. I'm sorry to use those terminology, but it's such an ugly piece of contraption. I don't know what to tell you about it, how that got past the design stage. But when you're driving around, if you ever see something and think to yourself, God, that was really, really bad looking, that's a Pontiac Aztec that you just saw. Okay.
Passing a Pinto.
Right, exactly.
Well, that I remember.
All right. Anything else, Michael, of interest, because we haven't spoken in a while?
Not today.
All right. I know. You're a busy man.
I am. Very busy. Very busy.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping by.
All right. It's the least I can do.
It is the least you can do.
All right.
Never mind. I'm so filled with bad jokes, I don't even want to torture you with them. I'll just let it go. It's a disorder. They'll call you and tell you the joke and say, this is what I was going to say on the radio. Can you believe that?
All right. It's the medication.
That's it.
All right.
That's what
Let's move on. Thank you, Michael. Nice to chat with you.
All right, you too.
Okay, so let's move on to the United States Treasury bond market. Today, as I mentioned the other day, is the next important daily market top, March 28th, for the bond market. And as long as we, and I think we will, close below 144.30, it's very likely that we have a multi-day decline coming here. I do want to warn you, though, the upside here is that we have a one-month late bottom in. In other words, we're looking for a multi-month advance up. So I would use some caution at this point, starting to short the market. But with a daily reflected wave top here, it's, you know, if you know how to manage the risk and you're willing to do so, and you shouldn't trade unless you're willing to do so, by the way, don't let yourself off the hook on that one. That's the one thing you can't let yourself off the hook on. There's some other things you can give yourself some leeway on, but trading without risk management is not one of them. Having said that, if you're willing to trade with risk management and use stops somewhere above 144.30, I like the idea, especially later today or on Monday, of shorting the U.S. Treasury bond market for at least a tradable decline here, for a multi-day tradable decline. After that, actually, depending on how they handle that decline, a person could then, we might actually end up being buyers at some point for the continuation of the larger move, which is an up move, we think, coming here. So I don't know if there's any questions about the bonds, but...
Nope.
Okay. We'll continue a little beyond that. The euro, as I said, we've stepped aside from the euro because we don't like the motion of it. We'd rather just let them continue what they're doing and not mess with the euro at this time. So I don't have anything new to throw at the euro. We'll wait a little bit longer to let something come from that. let's switch over to crude. We talked about the crude oil market having inverted. We believe that the roadmap that we had put out, three of the four legs occurred as they were forecast, But the fourth leg, the one that would take it down to new lows, that's where an inversion took place. That means prices, much, much higher prices, are likely coming in crude. I want to be honest about our use of the market. We've not been able to buy it yet. I would have been very happy to have been in this on the upside, and we knew that if they broke out, there was an early likelihood at that point. It would have been a nice risk to take anyway, but we did not do it, and partly because you want to believe in what you're doing, and it's hard to switch gears and turn back around and say, hey, you know, I just arrived here. What would you do right now? And sometimes that's a good exercise to practice, which is that just pretend like you just got there, that you don't have this whole big heavy history with all your, past. Sort of press the cosmic clear button, and you just got here. And what would you do with this market right here and right now? And if you can kind of do that, consciously, willingly do that, what you might be able to see things a little clearer rather than trying to, because that's what I had to struggle with this trade, was we knew there was a possibility of an inversion, and then by the time the 26th came, it was quite obvious that one was very likely. And I think we would have been wiser having taken advantage of this, and I still will look for a place to do so. But quite often inversions, because they are surprises, they run directionally right to their numbers. So I would not be surprised to see that be the case here. So either way, we think that's what has happened, and that means that much, much higher prices are coming. The targets we will give out in our institutional product, we already have given them out, but we'll continue to give them out Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. If you want, you can give us a call on Monday and take a look at that product just to see for yourself if that's something that might be of use to you, or just out of the interest of seeing what others are doing with some of the longer term setups and moves here. Because I like the idea of having a little bit of everything in your trading and thinking of it as, you know, different income streams that you're generating. Some of them are from options, some of them is from futures and all that. You're not too overly or heavily invested in any one of them, but you have a lot of them going on. And that can be very useful to keep you, bluntly busy, just in having things going on in various different ways in the market. I really do love the options. We've talked about that so many times. We won't hammer it, but I do think the selling of options is a beautiful way to generate income over time. It's not a dollars per day type of instrument. It's not something that you're going to put on today with the idea of taking it off today. Sometimes it happens, and it can happen, and it can be good. But in most cases, you're going to be in these positions for quite some time before they really start to pay. And options have some qualities to them that the moment you have sold an option, the market already has to now move a decent bit just to get you back to break even. So you don't exactly have the ability for a little bit of a move to help you out. But if you've placed the option based on a bigger picture thing that's going to happen, then you got something. So the reason I bring that up is we may end up doing something with options in the crude oil market now that we've broken out, because it is funny. It is difficult for me. I do a lot of talking, but it is difficult for me to buy the thing, even though I know they've inverted. And I've been through this before. I've gotten some good ones where I was able to, but I have not been able to on this one yet. So, my next step is to fall back. My next fallback from that is to sell options and collect premium and at least be in it on some level on the way up, because it's going higher. Ain't no two gosh darn ways about it at this point. All right. You like that?
I like
it. Okay.
Like it.
Okay, good. And let's see. They're making new highs even as we speak right now, the crude oil market. Okay, and a few other markets we'll take a look at. We had this Australian dollar call for a 300-pip move. They did the 300 pips, and they're selling off. I think Monday is going to be very important. I think we may, if things work out, we may be able to give out something on the live radio here for a nice trade on the long side for this market, because they're pulling back right now after completing the 300-pip move. And by the way, 300 pips is not what a person could have gotten out of the move. That's the forecast for the whole move. I think it's reasonable that a person might have been able to get half or less than half of that. But depending on where you got in and how you traded it, and for the record, we all got in around March 12th on this. So March 12th is when we started our position. That was around the 102.30 level, and you know it was going to run up to 104 and change. So that's where we were able to, you know, take advantage of it, or our traders, people that were in our institutional stuff. That's where they went long. So. Anyway, we'll talk about this into Monday because I like the setup that's happening on this market, you know, pulling back as it is. Let's see, anything else? And then I know you want to get to your stock, your Zynga. And maybe, Dwayne, do you have anything you want to throw at her at Zynga? Because you have the moving, there's some kind of a cross, golden cross or something on that market.
Yeah, I'll bring it up. Hang on one.
I like 335. I like it seems to be holding around 335. So
you like it, meaning you want to buy that?
I'm in it. I'm in it at 330. But I was waiting to see if it was going to pull back beyond that. But it seems to be holding at 335. And
gotcha.
Now we're seeming to go in another direction here. So I'm.
And the stock symbol for that again is
ZNGA.
GA, yeah.
Okay.
ZNGA.
Okay.
I think I just like saying Zynga.
I think you do. I think this is one
I
of your compulsions.
I love saying it, actually.
You just love the Zynga thing.
Zynga.
If the market
Zynga.
Was going to be open tomorrow, we'd have a chance of getting that cross. It's going to take a couple more days. If the market can trade sideways to up over the next 2 to 3 days, we'll actually get the golden cross they refer to. Which is on a daily chart, 50-period simple moving average crosses over on top of the 200-period, the 200-day moving average, because it's a daily chart. And about that time, this MACD down here will probably start to cross up. And so that could, you know, it could fuel some buying activity in this thing as institutions and others who will trade in this stock we'll look at those technical indicators and go, oh, yeah, this scenario is very bullish, so we're going to take a position. We're going to buy. And then it's the very thing I wrote about last night on the blog. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy because people look at that and go, oh, yeah, okay, well, we better get long because everybody's going to be getting long because this is the traditional get-along signal. One of the main
get-along
that institutions look at. Now, what happens when – okay, that's the golden cross coming together, but we can go back here and take a look at Apple real quick. And the reverse is called the death cross. Wait, that's not Apple. That's Apple. Okay, here's a reverse of that, a death cross, and you can see what happened to Apple. This is an extreme example of what can happen after a death cross. And after a golden cross, you know, good things can happen. Does it mean that they will? No, you can go back through history and through charts. Now, it does seem to be a little more predictive in stocks than it does in the indices, okay, and in the commodities. In individual stocks, it seems to percentage-wise, play out a little more often. So, Robin, if you're in it, I think you're in a good position. And I would have my stop down here below this 50. What was your entry price?
330.
And what is it you're willing to risk on this trade?
I usually go 10%.
Okay, so $3 would be your exit price?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, if...
I mean, I'll look at it there. I mean, if I see that... You know, and I'll really watch it at that point. I won't let it.
Mental stop?
No, that's a mental stop. That is a mental stop.
We don't do mental stops.
We don't do mental stops here, honey.
You can't.
I know, but this is. If I'm trading futures, I always do a hard stop. When I have, and it's not an excuse, but this moves so slowly. And it's
you need to come to my coach's corner class this Friday.
Robin, what if there's bad news and you wake up Monday morning and this thing opens at a dollar?
Well, then I will have really kicked myself in the butt.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, if...
No. You're right. You're very right. I don't normally trade stocks, so I'm going to put it in right now. I'm doing it right at this moment.
What a good girl.
because I don't want to be incongruent.
You know, with $3,
David will never let me live with that. So I'm putting it in right now,
Robin,
and I'm going to give myself 15%.
Based on the size of your
And I was going to say 15% of my investment, not of the price. So 15% of my investment. So
$3 being a round number, just as a suggestion, because I'm not licensed to give you advice. You might think about maybe $2.95. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Putting it in right this second.
What
right
a good girl.
As I speak.
I'm going to throw my two cents at this as well.
Okay,
yeah, I
do
know,
that.
Just for the fun of it, number one, this is the first really important bounce after that big, big, huge multi-year decline, whatever that they had, that Zynga had.
Mm-hmm.
So I view this as very important, how they handle this and all the different things they do and so on. Back for those of you who have Reflected Wave, who have the stock up, they know that March 20th was a Reflected Wave daily bottom, and they've had a marginal bounce off that. We are now in our sixth day off of that bottom. But well, let me tell you what I would prefer to see if I did get my way, and I'm not suggesting that we will. I would prefer to see slightly lower prices, either – well, this week is ending today. But even if we were to retest the 327 or so level, putting aside wherever your stop is, don't worry about it right now, because I would like to see them that would help set up a more important weekly bottom for the market. At that point, I would be very comfortable saying to you, buy here for a multi-week advance.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could get a lead in the position.
Mm-hmm.
And with the lead in the position, then managing your stops and all those things becomes much, hopefully, much easier because you're now holding open profits and so on. And that's the way I'd like to see this play out. As it is right now, I would rather give it a little time on the downside. Even though we have the daily bottom, the fact is that I believe that it would be better for trading purposes. That's really all I'm saying, is if we could go a little bit lower here into next week, and then I would be very confident in saying to you, hey, Robin, you know, buy this at such and such price or within this range and hold for, you know, X number of weeks to this movement. And then I think you would have something to do there. Now, in the meantime, if they're not able to pull back lower here and they firm up here, that's also obviously good for you, and it means the market has likely higher prices coming. If they don't do what I'm talking about, it means they're kind of buoyant, because what I'm really asking them to do is go down to a little bit lower natural level. So we'll wait and see. Let's let it cook into next week. The bounce off the daily reflected wave bottom hasn't been big. It's just well, actually, from swing to swing, you know, from the bottom 327 up to 352. So it's, you know, this is a low price stock. But let's see what they show us in the next week. And if we do get that weekly bottom, I will be very happy and excited to tell you to buy it. And then I would have a little bit of a layout for you that I can say, hey, here's what we think should happen now. So,
well, I have my stop in.
All right.
And it's a hard stop at 295.
Well, there you go. That's the way to do it right there. Mm-hmm.
This is how we do it.
Do it, yeah, exactly. Okay.
All right. So,
any other questions on that? Robin?
No. Nope, that's good. No, like I said, I'm watching it like crazy, but it feels very stuck right here is what it's feeling like to me.
Okay.
RG made a comment in the chat room that if you were to wake up Monday and it was at a dollar, the fact that you had a stop in, you know, would not prevent you from getting, you know, whacked to a dollar. But if it continued its free fall after the open and then went to 50 cents, well, with having that stop in, you know, you save yourself something. So
I mean, don't
anybody let that argument, well, you know, a stop, if it crashes, a stop's not going to help me. Well, you know, at least you can say you tried.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I actually would like to even back that up a little bit more. If you don't place a stop and give yourself a reason not to, then like a garden of weeds, a new reason will pop up as well for you to not place your stop. That one reason the fellow just gave, that's great, but then you're going to come up with yet again another one, and before you know it, you're trading in weeds again. You're trading, doing all kinds of things you shouldn't do. You should always place the stop. There are going to be conditions where the market can indeed move through a level, and therefore, you know, you just get filled right at the very lows, and at least you got filled there rather than if it's going to continue on lower and so on. The stop doesn't serve every last purpose, but what it does do is it serves the highest percentage of them. I mean, you know, we can come up yeah. with any kind of number of scenarios where something won't work out perfectly, you know, in our favor, but we want to do the right thing over and over again, because doing this, you know, making success is yeah. a series of right decisions.
And I'm at fault. I should have had it in there. I'm not used to putting them into
the stocks.
I'm not used to trading stocks, period. So I just and it's not the same on the system I'm on. So
yeah.
No, but it's not an excuse. Not an excuse. It's in there.
Well, we got you real good, Robin, mm-hmm. and on live radio. So
you caught me.
We don't have to.
And I'm honest.
You are. You're very good. If honest and adorable, I might add.
Oh, you're so cute.
I mean, there is an adorable quality.
He's saying that because I'm having lunch with him Monday.
No, I'm just saying it because I'm going to have lunch with you on Monday. I'm just warming up for that. Okay, let's move over to the dollar real quick. The other day we talked about March 28th today being a top in the dollar, the on-time day for a reflected wave top. Everybody that has reflected wave would know about this top. And we said we'd want to see the dollar close below 83.42. And so they did. And so now we're having a decline in the dollar. This was a much easier read than the euro. And I made the distinction that this isn't necessarily the same setup in the euro, but that we can read it in the dollar very clearly. And so we think there's a multi-day reversal here based merely on reflected wave for a multi-day movement sideways to down. I don't have any other numbers, anything to give you. We didn't set the whole trade up, but basically to be short, at or near those highs for a multi-day reversal. So now, if a person was in this, he would, of course, want to place a stop. And what we would want to do is at the very beginning is we would want to – it depends on how you want to trade, but – I don't like to necessarily try to turn every trade into a break even. You know, that's a game that people play with themselves as well. I like the idea if I have a real reason to be in the trade and it really means to go somewhere, which I don't necessarily have a big target on the downside here. But if I did, I would want my stop out of the way of the market at a place where the market should not be able to go, rather than at a place where it breaks me even. I want to actually, I'm not trading for the break even, I'm trading to be in it for the bigger move. And so that would be a number that would be above 83.55, something like that. It would be up there because that's a place that the market shouldn't be able to go, especially after Monday, because Monday is the one day late for the reflected wave top. So keep an eye on this. This is something, again, we talked about this the other day, and the dollar is beginning to show its hand with regard to that top. The euro, though, like I said, was not in the same position to do so. And, Dwayne, I think let's take a quick look. There's a few other things, but honestly, I don't have much else right now. I'm hoping to see, you know, we had a big flurry of trades over the last probably 20 or 30 days in our institutional product, where we were just sending them out, and it's slowed down a little bit here with the markets, and we'll wait and see what our next setups are. But there's a few little setups that are starting to come into play here. So I think that's everything that we have for today. You don't ask much about SOTA anymore, Robin.
No, because I'm not watching it, but I am curious. So I'm going to pull it up
Cliff
right now.
Cliff had asked if we would ask you about if you've got anything going on in soybeans. Big move today on a crop report.
Yeah, we did have a big move down. Let me take another quick look at it.
Did you say you did want to look at soda, Rum?
Yeah, I do want to look at soda.
Here we go.
Let me see, 6 months.
It's riding that 50.
Yeah, it is. It's riding that 50. Yep. Yep, had a little pullback to close to 45, about 45, 46. And now we're heading back up to the 50. High of the day, 49.64.
Okay. Yeah, this is go ahead, Robin. I'm sorry.
52-week high is 53.99. So we're actually not too far from the 52-week high. So, yep, we had that pullback November. But we had that kick up for the Super Bowl, and then it pulled back a little bit in the beginning of February, and it went back up again. It almost took out the high again, pulled back just at the end of February, and now we're had a little pullback, but now we're going to the 50. Got to get through the 50.
Right. We had talked about several months back the likelihood that January was the top based on reflected wave. Again, this is anybody with reflected wave has this turning point. This is the monthly SOTA chart, and that we would expect a multi-month sideways to lower. We're in the sideways to lower right now. And to be honest with you, under reflected wave principles, we still need to see lower prices before this decline is over. So people that came to the last reflected wave seminar know this. I mean, for people where it's fresh in their mind, but we would normally expect to see still somewhat lower prices before the multi-month decline is over yet on the downside. So we're in the second month off of the actual monthly top that was made in January. So we'll continue to watch this. And then with regard to soybeans, this is, I just want to make mention of this. This is a beautiful thing. You know, today we had just an enormous move down. This is equivalent to the S&P moving 52 points. You know, this is that's the kind of volatility
right.
we're seeing in this market. That's beautiful. And we did not have any kind of call for soybeans at this point. In fact, the last thing that we had for soybeans that was even spoken about was the bottom. In fact, let me get the market back up here real quick. The bottom that was made back on the 25th for a, I think it was a 28-cent move, although I don't remember exactly what the pricing was, but I think it was we were looking for a 28-cent move off of the low made on the 25th. And they made the, they completed the move, but then today they spiked down and just completely broke to new lows. This is a really great example of a beautiful surprise move, something that, you know, most people would have difficulty probably trading unless they were already short for whatever reason. But big move, you're not going to see a move of that size in the S&P for a long, long time in a single day.
That is true.
Great stuff. Anything you want to add on that, Dwayne? Or
no. You know, on this move here, we had lows back in, what, January, around 13 and a half. You are in the K month, correct?
Yeah, let me go back to it. I'm sorry. I keep switching out of it.
This is a 62% retracement from the most recent swing low, which was put in on January the 11th, and the most recent swing high put in on February 22nd. As you can see on my chart right here, guys, this is an exact 62% retracement. So, what does that mean? Well, it just means that from the swing low to the swing high, this is a 62% retracement and a double bottom. Actually, you could argue a triple bottom. And so this could be an area. This is a significant area. It could hold. There's a potential for a rally up out of here because, again, this is based on news, crop report, knee-jerk reaction. I'm not sure if they locked. Cliff, did they lock limit down today? I'm not sure if they locked limit. Do you know what the how many pennies it can move?
I don't know anymore. They've changed it a number of times, and I don't know what it is right now.
Well, now Jerry, you ask about it being a Cliff says he thinks it's 50 cents. Kyle also points out it's the end of month squaring, and then who else pointed out? Kyle pointed out $14 round number that we hit. So you got a round number, you got a 62% retracement, one, two, three. This is actually like a quadruple bottom across this $14 area here. I would certainly not short this here. I would wait for some sign that this thing is going to attempt a bounce, because I think it will. I don't know. What was your analysis, David? Did you say?
No, my analysis, we didn't have anything for today's large decline, but it just happened right after the completion of a 24-cent move that we had been talking about from a few days back on the 25th in our institutional stuff, talking about a potential bounce. It was no big deal. It was just a call for a move. But the fact is that upon completing it today, they had this enormous single-day decline, which is really an impressive move and probably has is news-related and so on, all the things you were saying.
Okay. And it turns out that beans, it's 70 cents. A couple people typed in 70 cents.
Oh, okay, good. So that's good to know.
So it could, you know, wow, that is quite a, that is, yeah, again, guys, this is equivalent to 50 points in the S&P, that, which is equivalent to 500 points in the Dow.
Yeah. That's the 1987 crash in soybeans,
yeah.
Equivalent in the Dow.
Yeah, yeah. Huh.
That says something. Pretty good.
Wow. Okay, anything else you guys want to cover?
You know, I think that's everything. Robin, if you have a couple of quotes of some kind. Nope, you don't have any quotes.
Yeah. I was gonna give you bunny quotes, but I don't think you're ready for those.
Bunny quotes?
Yeah, my webmaster sent me a bunch of bunny stuff. Okay. If the sky falls, hold up your hands. A Spanish proverb. This title is "Don't shrink from a challenge." You can do anything in this world if you're prepared to take the consequences. That's important. Okay, and one more here. Help comes to those who help themselves. Chop your own wood, and it will warm you twice. Henry Ford.
Can you slow down just a second there? Let's just go back a little bit there. Go back a second. Help comes to who?
No, it says chop. This is the topic. The topic is help comes to those who help themselves.
There, that topic. That's my. That is my whole, I love that. That is my whole life philosophy.
And you'll love this one because this is by Henry Ford. Chop your own wood, it will warm you twice. Henry Ford.
Ooh, that's good.
I think that's pretty cool. And here's one, Theodore Roosevelt. The first requisite of a good citizen in this republic of ours is that he shall be able and willing to pull his weight. Theodore Roosevelt.
Right.
Now that's a quote for the big guys. That's a quote for everybody. I love that one.
Mm-hmm.
That statement, it's a misquoted Bible passage. God helps those who help themselves. People often say, you know, well, the Bible says, when in fact it doesn't say that. But anyway.
It's just not
in there. It's just one of those things that sounds like it should be in the Bible.
Okay.
But it's just not.
It's not in there.
It's not like the money quote or where money is the root of all evil, when the scripture actually says the love of money is the root of all evil. That's a misquoted scripture. The God helps those who help themselves, that's just fantasy. I mean, I'm not saying it's not true, but it's just not.
Right.
Well, I want to wish everybody a fabulous, fabulous holiday. If you're not celebrating the holiday, take a great break. Enjoy yourself. Recharge. Be ready to come back when the holiday is over. Just have a really great time. Enjoy your families, your friends. Kiss the dog. Kiss the cats. Just have a great, great holiday. To you, David, and especially to you, Dwayne,
you,
and Michael. And I will see you on Monday. For lunch, for sure. But I'll see Monday on the radio first.
Okay, that sounds great. And Dwayne, have a wonderful weekend. And I'd like to wish everybody a wonderful Easter weekend here. Get away from the markets for a little while. Otherwise, you'll turn into people like me. So, no,
and
I get away from them. I do.
You get in the sun. You need to get in the sun and get some rest.
You need to get
rid of that cold.
I know. Well, it's almost gone. And I just want to say again, I do enjoy getting away from the markets. It's great to come back fresh-minded without all the habitual stuff there, and you can take a fresh look at things and put stuff together. So have a wonderful weekend. Dwayne, thanks again for having us on the program
all these years,
and I'll talk to you on Monday.
All right, guys. Both of you have a great holiday weekend, Resurrection Sunday, and a good Friday. A day for some quiet contemplation, and Sunday, Friday, quiet contemplation, Saturday, anticipation, Sunday celebration.
Oh, mm-hmm. Well said.
Yeah, nice.
All right, guys.
Very nice.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks again. See you soon.
Bye-bye.
I didn't notice what time it was. All I know is that I fell in love with you. And if all my dreams come true, I'll be spending time with you. Every day's a new day in love with you. With each
well, guys, that's gonna wrap it up for this Good Thursday before Good Friday 2013. In the chat box, you'll find the link to the Ronald Reagan video that I shared. Also, in the chat box, you will find, as soon as I put it there, a link that will allow you to go out and download our platform, install our indicators, and spend the next 5 trading days, next Monday through Friday, with us in the live trading room. Okay? Now, I'm going to say that again. I'm putting the link in right now. Okay? We actually let you download the platform, install our indicators. We then teach you how to use the indicators. You're then able to use the simulator to trade with our indicators for 5 days before you have to make a decision as to whether or not you want to become a CFRN partner and come hang out with us and trade with us. Okay? A 5-day test drive. That's a pretty fair deal, I think. You really get to kick the tires, ask lots of questions, and figure out whether or not it's right for you. It's not a holy grail. It's not a magical cure-all. It is a high probability way of trading. Okay? Nothing more, nothing less. If you go out to the blog, read last night's blog post about high probability setups. If you don't know how to get to the blog, it's really quite simple. Well, let's see if the iPad's arrived yet. Let's search again. Let's see, can we just refresh the page maybe? Still scheduled delivery. Okay, all right. Well, speaking of iPads, the blog, to get there, from any page on CFRN, click the navigation tab, E-Mini Radio Blog, right there. Just click it. And if your browser will take you there. And then you get to sort of a table of contents, blog posts going back forever. You can just click View Recent Post. And the most recent post will be at the top of the page, and then you can just keep scrolling down and down and down. Clicking the headphones will allow you to listen to yesterday's radio broadcast in the form of a podcast. In last night's post, I talk about high probability setups. You hear that a lot. It's a big buzzword. You know, that's what you need. That's what you got to have. Well, it's true. But oftentimes, someone who's new to trading, they, you know, well, yeah, I'd love to have one. I wouldn't know it if it bit me. What does it look like? What is it? Okay. So I attempt to cover that briefly in this post. And of course, it ends with an invitation to come and take the free trial, and we'll try to show you some high probability setups over and over for an entire week so that you're able to figure out, hey, if that's, you know, the way you want to go. Now, keep in mind, because we trade a 4-tick range in the morning, which is a fast market, lots of setups, lots of opportunities to grab a couple points, you can tune that thing out. You can go to an 8-tick range. You can go to a 12-tick range. You could go to an hourly chart, a daily chart, a weekly chart. Because what we use embraces the underlying rhythm of the market, and because markets are fractal in nature, whatever time frame strikes your fancy. Well, I only want to take a trade once every 3 to 5 days. Okay. I only want to trade once a month. Okay. I'm more of a quarterly guy. Okay. I like to trade every hour. Okay. See, because it embraces the underlying rhythm of the market, what we do and how we trade, our methodology, our indicators, you can tailor it to your time frame where you're comfortable. And if you're new to the markets and new to trading and you don't, I don't even know what time frame I should be comfortable with. Okay, well, come hang out with us. Watch what we're doing in our time frame right now. That might be right for you. You might want to slow it down. Easy to do, okay? Just change the time frame. All right. Now, if you want to win the next iPad, remember, Kyle Sutliff, today, the UPS man is showing up at his front door. Mr. Sutliff? Why, yes. I have a package from China. Would you sign here, please? He's going to open that box, and there's going to be a brand spanking new iPad Mini. And on the back, engraved, it's got his name. And because he's a partner, it actually says CFRN Partner. But now this one that we're giving, the next one we're giving away, you don't have to be a partner. Okay, no purchase required. All you got to do is go out to the blog, scroll down to the bottom of any blog post, right here, iTunes. Subscribe to our podcast via iTunes, okay? That will get your name in the hat for the next iPad. You also need to send me an email. Send the email to ipad@cfrn.net and just go, Dwayne, I went and subscribed to the podcast on iTunes. If you enjoy the radio program and you're kind enough to leave a review on iTunes, or you know, even if you don't feel like writing a paragraph, just give us the little five-star deal. If you do that, if you're so kind as to do that, in your email that you send to ipad@cfrn.net, say, I also left a review. That'll get your name in the hat twice. Then go tell your spouse they should subscribe. And your spouse might say, well, you know, I'm not really interested in the markets, and I don't really use iTunes. That's okay, honey. You can still enter to win a brand new iPad Mini. And we can share it. See, if we both have our name in the hat, and we got two chances to win, and because I'm reviewing the show also, we'll actually have three chances to win. Okay? You follow me? All right. That's all you got to do. Don't got to buy anything. It's 5 minutes of your time. Subscribe. Now, if you subscribe to the podcast, you can subscribe and just forget about it. Okay? Well, you know, I don't know that I'll ever go out to iTunes to actually listen to the show. You don't need to. I'm just asking you to subscribe. It looks good to our superiors if you do that. So that's all. Just being honest. So if you want to win the iPad, that's how you do it. That's how you get your name in the hat. Subscribe to the podcast via iTunes. Leave us a review. Okay? I will not beat that up anymore until Monday. I'll bring it up again on Monday. And I might send you an email over the weekend reminding you how you... Because you're gonna need something to do this weekend anyway, between hiding the eggs and finding the eggs, you know. Sit down, write us a little review. We sure appreciate it. Now, the market that's still in front of us today, and I did put the link in the chat room for those of you who might want to take the free trial. You can download the platform today, install the indicators today. You'll have the entire weekend to kind of, you know, fool around with the platform, get used to it, get your charts set up and everything. But it won't count against your free trial. Monday will be your first day, okay, just so everybody understands. You get 5 trading days in the live trading room. So if you sign up for the free trial today, tomorrow won't count against you. The weekend doesn't count against you. So because of the holiday, you'll actually end up with an 8-day free trial. 5 days in the live trading room. 8 days with the platform, so pretty good deal. All right. Now, the chart up in front of me is the S&P 500 E-mini futures. It is an hourly chart. I put a tweet out. I told you I was going to, and I did. Tweet simply said, consider being long above 1561. Actually, let me read to you exactly what it said. It exactly said, consider being long about 1561. Once the all-time closing high is taken out, I suggest being flat. We will likely short it. Okay? That's the tweet. Long about 1561. Once that all-time closing high is taken out, you know, beat, blah, blah. The markets won't reopen again now. Oh, you know what? I'm not sure. Are they going to open? Somebody in the chat room, are they going to open for Globex tonight? I bet they are. See, if we go up and close above that high today in this session, okay? The S&P cash closes above the all-time high today. If we open for Globex tonight, that thing could sell off in the futures market. If anybody knows for sure if Globex is going to open for trading tonight, typically on a holiday, Good Friday is a little bit different, but on a typical holiday, what would happen, Globex session would open, just like normal, for Friday's session, and then tomorrow morning, about 9, 10 o'clock, they actually shut the futures market down. But stocks are not even going to be open at all tomorrow. Okay, let me scroll down in the chat to see if anybody's answered that question. Bob, Michael has sent you a couple of emails about becoming a partner. If not, send him an email at support@cfrn.net. Keith wants to know, when will the iTunes drawing happen? You know, I don't know, probably in about a week, Keith. I got to talk to Michael. We might set a number of reviews, we might set a number of subscriptions, or we might just set a date. I'll see how quickly people jump on this thing and start doing what we've asked them to do in order to win. We'll see how you know, I'd love to give away one a week in the month of April. I think that'd be great. So maybe next week. Maybe next week, Keith. In fact, guys, if we get a good number of subscriptions and reviews this weekend, we will give it away next week. Okay? What's a good number? I have to think about that. I'm just being honest. I don't want to promise you something and then not deliver. Or I try not to ever do that. Sometimes, you know, good intentions get away from us. What was the all-time closing high? You know, I had it written down here. Somebody I know has it. If you would type it into the chat room, please. Whoever remembers, we've talked about it all week, and I've got it written down here somewhere. It's 15, is it 65, 15, or 65, 16? Somebody type it in, please. Rod would like to know. 1565, 15, I found it. The all-time closing high S&P cash, not the peak during the trading day, but the closing high S&P cash, not futures, 1565, 15. Okay? 1565, 15 in the cash market. Right now the cash market's at 1566, 71. 1566, 71. 1566.70. So right now we are trading above the closing high, the all-time closing high in the cash market. If we just stay right where we are, if we don't sell off any, then it's a done deal. So this tweet may, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's already tweeted. It's out there. So that's about all I got. Does anybody have any final questions for me? Otherwise, we're going to wrap this good Thursday up. Any questions about anything? We've talked about the free trial. We've talked about the closing high. We've talked about how you can win the next iPad mini that we give away probably next week. Ed, thank you. Globex closes normal but does not open again until Sunday evening. Okay, so, Ed, now, you're saying that, okay, you're saying that Globex will not reopen this afternoon? Is that what you're saying? Because what Ed just typed in is that Globex will not open again until Sunday evening. Seems like it should open tonight and trade into early tomorrow morning. But if you've researched it, Ed, and checked it out, then I'll take your word for it. Because it didn't cross my mind to even check until just now. Anyone else know? Cliff? Keith? Anybody? Okay, regular Globex closed today. Got it. So you're saying, all right, so I got a couple people saying Globex is not going to open for trading tonight. That's kind of surprising. But this is an international holiday. Okay, this crosses borders. Amen. That's right. Okay. All right, well, if nobody else has any other questions, then I guess I'm going to let you go. I'm going to wish you and your family a wonderful holiday weekend. Remember, tomorrow, Good Friday, okay, a day for contemplation. Saturday, a day of anticipation. Sunday, a day of celebration. Why? Because he is risen. And that's a true story. All right, guys. Thanks so much for tuning in. Whoever you are, wherever you are, may God continue to richly bless you with his mercy and with his grace. I'll see you at the bell.
Remember this, there is no greater return on investment than to see a human life changed and given hope. As always, pray hard and trade safe. Any financial information discussed on this show is simply the opinion of our host, Dwayne Reeves, his co-hosts, and guests. To learn more about trading e-mini futures or to take a one-week free trial in our live trading room, call 1-866-928-3310. 866-928-3310. Information discussed on this radio program should not be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Always do your own due diligence and consult with a licensed securities broker or financial planner before making any investment decision.